January 20th, 2017, Inauguration Day, God and Our Finances. Good morning. Well, it's Inauguration Day in the United States today, and many people are concerned about the future with this unpredictable new president. Canadians here are concerned with NAFTA and global trade relationships with this new president. Then, with personal finances, there's an increase in the CMHC insurance fees, increasing the cost to buy a home if you don't have that magic 20% down. You know what? There's always change, and there's always something to be concerned about in the world of finance, both micro and macro. In other words, your individual finances and the global economy. As a young business and economics student, I didn't think of God in relationship with finances very much. I actually thought that they were at opposite ends of the spectrum. Well, they shouldn't be, because if we want God to bless our finances, both globally and personally, we need to remember that God is the source of our finances, and we need to put Him first in our finances. If we believe that God is the source of our finances, and just an aside here, if He created the world and me, then He owns everything in the world, and He's the source of my income-earning potential, right? Well, then we don't have to put our trust in governments, jobs, or investments to provide our financial security. I recently read in a devotion by Rick Warren a very helpful illustration for understanding this concept. When we turn on the tap to get some water, we recognize that the tap is not the source of the water, it's just the outlet. Likewise, the government, our jobs, or investments are just the outlet for the money that ultimately comes from God. If He turns off one tap, He can open another. Deuteronomy 8:17-18 warns us not to forget that God is God and we are not. If you start thinking to yourselves, I did all this, and all by myself I'm rich, it's all mine, well, think again. Remember that God, your God, gave you the strength to produce all this wealth so as to confirm the covenant that He promised to your ancestors as it is today. Once we understand that God supplies our finances, we need to put Him first in our finances. We all know that it's important to save money and not spend it all. When we save money, we invest in something that will hopefully generate more in the future. If we need access to that money in the short term, we might just deposit it into a savings account. And we read in the Bible that God also wants us to use our money to make spiritual investments in our heavenly bank account. Matthew 6:20-21 says, store your treasure in heaven where moths and rust cannot destroy and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will be also. This usually means that we need to give up some of our creature comforts today so we have money to invest in heaven and for the future. So, how do we put God first in our finances? Well, we should give to the body of Christ through our tithes and offerings. In addition to sharing our time and talent with our local church, we should share our finances as well. Let's step up and put God first in our finances. Then, we should also give to ministries that focus on spreading the good news and meeting the needs of the poor. KFM Radio is an excellent example, and there are many more opportunities out there. For example, I may not be able to personally go out in all the world, but I can support missionaries that are out there doing the work of sharing the gospel, feeding the hungry, and caring for the needs of orphans. The Bible encourages us in Romans 12 to share with the Lord's people who are in need. So let's step up and put God first in our finances. Something we may overlook is using our finances to show God's love to those around us. We could open up our home and provide refreshments for a small group gathering. We could make or buy a meal for a family going through some challenges. We could take a friend to lunch who needs someone to talk to. Finally, we should invest in our character and our personal spiritual growth. We can use our money to buy a Bible or a good Christian book that will help us focus on the things of God and feed our spirits. Perhaps we can attend a Christian retreat or a conference. God can also speak to our hearts as we listen to Christian music. The Bible says, "Why spend your money on something that is not real food? Listen closely to me, and you will eat what is good. Your soul will enjoy the rich food that satisfies." Isaiah 52:2. So today, let's step up and put God first in our finances. It's not all about Trump, his inauguration, trade agreements, or the housing market changes. Let's just step up and put God first in our finances. Have a wonderful weekend.